This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, you're having problems with that computer. Have we got the show for you? Doug Swindhart is in, and it is Tech Talk on Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. And here is a number. You can send your text. It's easy to do. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And that's good for a phone call as well. Carrie is producing today with assistance from Jonathan. Once again, the number for a call or a text here on Tech Talk, 651-461-9226. Computers, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text the program. Doug, how you been on this lovely Saturday?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. It's nice to be here. Steve, I got to tell you a story if you got a minute.
Sure.
I got done with a gentleman's computer. He took it home. Next day, we connected up as normal remotely, and I kind of went over what I did with it. And 2 days later, I get a call, and it's, my data's all gone. He had one copy, which I did not touch, and I actually showed it to him. Here's your data. Here's how you get to it. And I thought first, well, I could just go back in there and retrieve the files. But the partitions were gone. That's like, kiss it goodbye, history. Hey, 25 years he had on there and one copy. I don't know how many times we've talked about this, but it's devastating when people go through this. And I said, you know, the only solace you got here is it will never happen again. But I'm amazed. You know, disk space is cheap. Got Google Drive. He's got an Apple product. He has several places where he put data. But he's very busy, and I can see he put it off. This one hurt. We need to remind people of this from time to time. And I'm glad you bring it up quite frequently, but this was quite the experience.
Yeah, it is so easy. There are so many different options to back up your data and hang on to the really important files, documents, photos, videos, whatever. The one I really lean on, and I'm a big believer, I've had a Yahoo account for years, I don't know how long, and I've had a Gmail account for a long time. And I generally do not mix work and personal stuff, so I stay away from my work emails. I have a work email here at News Talk, K3OWCCO, and then at my full-time job in the printing business, I have an email. And I try to keep... Occasionally, someone will send me an email that's personal, but I generally try to keep that all work and keep all my personal stuff. But what I do, if I have a photo that I really want to keep or a document, whatever that is, I will email it from one account to the other. So I'll grab the attachment. Now I have Google Drive as well, and I have other backup strategies. But if it's something I absolutely positively have to have, an email from my Yahoo account to my Google account, now I have it in two spots.
I have it in my send
folder and my inbox in two different accounts that I can access really from any computer anywhere.
And the nice thing about that is the search functions. Whether you're getting your email through Thunderbird, a local client, or through a web browser, you've got that search. And you can just pop that baby in if you can't remember the date or you can't actually recall the subject matter or whatnot. You put that in the search box, it's going to pop it right up. I like that idea. I really do. Now, I had a guy call me a couple weeks ago and said, well, I've been trying to do this, what Steve does with sending it, but you can't send an email from the same account. It has to be a separate account. You know, servers just don't understand, well, I'm sending it to me, and they just won't do anything. So that's important that you do have the two separate accounts. And I think most people understand that. But that is just a tremendous, tremendous strategy. I've been doing that myself for several years, so I get it. It makes sense. It really does.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, you brought up another thing. Hard drive space is so cheap. You know, little external hard drive and back up everything. And if you have a safe at home or maybe you take it, you know, you hand it off to someone for safekeeping, the point being is it's so cheap. These external hard drives right now, I mean, they're not giving them away. I'm not saying that, but it's still very affordable and a ton of storage space.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And the thing is that I hear a lot, well, I just didn't have the time. Well, Linux Mint now has this little program called TimeShift. I just backed up 80 gigabytes. And it's on the same computer, but then you could just copy the file and send it somewhere. It took 4 minutes. It's just incredibly fast. And a lot of backups will run that speed at this point. And talking about external drives, even if you step up to the plate and buy a solid-state drive, which they're now available in externals as well, that is a tremendously fast solution. And if you've got a USB 3.0 or possibly a FireWire port, it's really going to move. It won't take long at all. Yeah, this is a problem I think that should never, ever happen. But from time to time, it does. And I really felt bad for this gentleman. He's a hard worker. He's got a job, and he's kind of entrepreneurial. He's got four or five businesses happening and a little bit confused with his email accounts. That's because he's got too many. But we'll get him straightened out. I just felt so bad for the man. It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, and there are plenty of paid services out there. We've talked about a couple over the years, but there's a lot of good paid services as well that'll, you know, in the middle of the night or whenever, back up your files, back up your computer. It just really is, you know, heartbreaking when you hear stories like that, you know, something doesn't work or it isn't broken. But there is a way to recover a damaged hard drive. There's a company in town you've talked about for a long time as well. So there is a way to salvage data sometimes, but you're going to pay.
Oh, yeah. I think you're referring to OnTrack in Eden Prairie. K-R-O-L-L, Kroll OnTrack. The original name was OnTrack, started by some local gentlemen. And they just do a tremendous job. If they're not the best on the planet, they have to be in the top three. They're kind of the granddaddy of data recovery. It's a tremendous business out there. It's quite the technology. But the hard drive space today, and I agree with this, that everybody should have a minimum of three copies, especially if it's important, and start to organize your data. If it's organized, it's much, much simpler. It's much easier. And sometimes people will take pictures. And as you know, these cameras, they just issue a file name. Be really, really simple when you get home or when you're done with your trip or whatever. sit down and rename those files so they make sense when you're glancing at them in a folder. That will simplify everything. And too many pictures can be a bad thing because it will cause disorganization. But you'll get there. It, just work on this thing a little bit and come up with a proper file system and make sure you got at least three copies. Minimum three copies.
All right, quick break. We have got more on Tech Talk, including jump over to our text line. And you can send that text to 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Or you can call the studio, talk to Carrie, and she will get you on the air with us. 651-461-9226. When we come back, we'll talk about webcams and how secure they are. A lot of these devices that they've got around the house, how ultimately secure are they? We've got a text about VirtualBox, and we're going to talk routers. That's all. News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. We have a lot of texts lined up. We have a caller out of the gate, and we're going to go there. And it's not that we're giving callers priority, but you've got two ways to get in on the program. And we'll just outline those again at 651-461-9226. Send us a text. We will get to it, or give us a call on the program like Mark did in Cross Lake. Mark, hello.
Hello. Got a question for Doug. I accidentally clicked on a software ad, and of course it brought up their website, and now I'm being bombarded by multiple antivirus software manufacturers telling me I've got any number of viruses on my machine and I need to run tests or scans and whatever. I was under the impression that Windows Defender was pretty much all I really needed on my computer. Can you clarify that for us?
I can. What you need to do at this point is open up a Google page, so you got a search box, and just type in ADW Cleaner, no spaces, A as in apple, D as in dog, W as in winner, and then the word cleaner, and then space, a plus sign.
Tech Talk continues. Doug is here, and we had a gentleman on the phone line, and we're going to try and go back there. Right now, let's go to Cross Lake again, and sir, you're back on with Doug here on Tech Talk.
Hey, I'm glad of that. It seems like Odyssey likes to cut people off in the middle, and I was listening to his explanation on how to deal with the antivirus pop-ups. They're worse than the viruses.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
this is, in my opinion, this is malware of the worst kind. It's just ugly. But ADW Cleaner from Malwarebytes, you can either download it right from the Malwarebytes site or Major Geeks. Getting it from Major Geeks is probably going to be a little quicker. It just pops you right into the download page. I don't recommend that you save files on your desktop very often, but this is a very small program. You can save it right on your desktop so it's accessible. Once you run it, just delete it and get rid of it. Just make sure you don't reboot after you download it, because some of these little malware, they will actually pick up that you're trying to get rid of it, and they will take countermeasures. But if you run that, it will clean everything. Just let it do its thing. That's the best advice I can give you. And you might need to clean your cache files in each browser as well. And hopefully you got multiple browsers. And I hope that helps, sir. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, very good, Mark. Thanks for the call. And multiple browsers. We haven't talked about that at all lately for whatever reason. I use Chrome a ton just because that's what we're on at my full-time job. A lot of programs require Chrome. Firefox is another option. But it is imperative, even if you have a Windows 10 machine and you're fine, say, for instance, using the Edge browser, that's just fine. Not my favorite, but you want to have multiple browsers. And Doug, get into here in the next minute or so why it's imperative you have multiple browsers.
Well, first of all, they're free. So it's not costing anything to download them and install them. More importantly than that, is just like the what Mark's dealing with, that gentleman just called us. If he's only got one browser and he's got something crucial going on and it's affecting the cache files in that browser, well, he's got to stop and repair before he can make another move. Have another browser, he can open that up, finish his task, and then go fix. But I think every computer should have a minimum of three web browsers: Google Chrome and or Chromium. And most browsers, there's a ton of browsers out there that are built on a Chrome core. The Chrome operating system for the browser is open source, and people can download it and create their own. The Brave browser is built on a Chrome core, but it's way, way beyond what you find in most browsers. The Brave browser, I just think that's usually my go-to browser. I do have Chromium running all the time. That's where three of my email addresses are. I've got Chrome running all the time. That's where three other email addresses are. So I kind of contain those, and I search from those two browsers. But if I'm surfing doing research, I'm generally in Firefox or Brave. And I've been playing around with a new one called Falcon, F-A-L-K-O-N. And this is built on a Mozilla Firefox core. And this is a sweet little browser, too. I expect good things from this browser. But there is just a plethora of web browsers. And they all operate about the same. It's just your window to the internet, so to speak. And you should have minimum of three. Absolute minimum. And I hope that helps.
Quick break. We have more Tech Talk on the way with Doug. Here is that number again if you want to send a text or call the program. And it is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And when we come back following a quick weather break, we will get into some of the things on the text line, including routers. We have a couple of questions about routers, including those portable routers or portable hotspots. We'll get into that with Doug here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. Tech Talk, a lot of great texts already on the program. We'd love to get your call or text at 651-461-9226. That is 651-461-9226. And let's get to this one. I've heard about VirtualBox, not sure what it is, but someone on the text line downloaded VirtualBox. Is there anything more I need to download? How does all of this work?
Yeah, this is an interesting program. It's a piece of software that you can put in Linux, Windows, or Mac, and you can actually install another operating system inside a VirtualBox, so it's basically running inside the other operating system. It's it sounds like it's really bizarre, and it works just slick. I would say you should also get the extension pack right along about the same time you're doing this. That's going to allow you to attach almost effortlessly to the USB drives, external drives. And that's really the big thing with VirtualBox, is connecting the host operating system to the VirtualBox and then running the operating system, so it's almost flawless. But like people want Windows 7. I can't really install it on a hard drive anymore, but I can put it in VirtualBox. So we set up a Linux machine, install VirtualBox, and then install Windows 7 inside of that. They end up with a little icon on their desktop. They double-click it. If they've got more than one desktop on their computer, which they should, because Linux, like Windows today, can have virtual desktops, they go to a full screen, and it just looks just exactly like it was booted off the hard drive. Computers need to be fairly substantial to make this operate properly. I'd say a minimum of an i5 quad processor and should have minimum 8 gigs. Now, the minimums, according to Oracle, big company in Minneapolis that actually produced VirtualBox, and I'm sure that the requirements are much, much less, but you want something enough power to where it just feels exactly the same. And the newer computers are handling this just fine. And you don't have to spend big money to have nice computers. VirtualBox is absolutely fascinating to me. I just think it's one of the greatest innovations that we've ever had, ever. I can't say enough good things about it.
Here's a good one about webcams. have a webcam at the office. Can those be used as a security camera? And then ultimately, there's another one that I wanted to follow up on. When it comes to these webcams, most laptops have cameras built in. How secure are these, and can people get at those?
You know, this is a huge question. As far as using them for security cameras, yes, that nearly any one of them will work as a security cam. It's the software that you have that's tying that together that creates a feed over the internet so you can watch it from another device or your local area network, one or the other. The security in cameras has been questioned since the day they came out. And I have noticed that the German company that I've referred to, Purism, PURI.SM is their website, and they're all about security. The computers that they produce, the laptops and the notebooks, they all shut off the camera with a hard switch, just like turning on a light bulb or turning on a light switch at home. I think that's the most secure. I don't think that just anybody can break into a computer. This is pretty sophisticated. I know that law enforcement has no problem even turning a TV into a camera so they can watch people in their living rooms, actually. But here again, it's no easy task. This is pretty complex to do. And that one of the reasons I like Linux is that camera cannot come on without turning on the light. I think that was an issue in Windows, but I believe Microsoft has that solved as well. Apple Mac is very secure with their cameras. Linux is very secure. But a word of caution, you really want to kind of pay attention to these things, because it's anything that's connected to the outside world, there's no such thing as 100% safe. There just isn't. It's like leaving your door open in your house. That's open. People can come in. So it's how your network is set up has a huge effect on this. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Doug, I know there are these little things that, for instance, you can put on your laptop, and it's a little door that you can slide to open and close. And,
oh, yeah. And I bought a package of 10 of those on Amazon, I think for $11.
Right. And we have them on all of our laptops here at home. A couple of Chromebooks. My wife has a MacBook that is a work-issued computer, but you know we have it on all of those. And because, and it's not necessarily paranoia, but it is, you never know.
Well, it's just like a backup or car insurance. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. They're really inexpensive. As long as you get good ones that they stay put, and with a laptop or a notebook, we don't want them real fat because you don't want to be bending that display. But they're indispensable. I think you should be able to shut them all down. All my webcams have the actual physical, well, you call it a door or a window, but it shuts it off. I mean, there's no way that my phone case even has one on the back camera.
Well, and from our text line, I just want to throw out there, someone said duct tape's very effective.
Well, there you go. So, I like it. I like it.
Another use for duct tape. I love it.
Yeah, how can we get along without that, right?
No, for sure. That's text of the week for sure here in Tech Talk. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And that is good for a call or a text. You'll visit with Carrie in the studio today. By all means, feel free to call or text. Computers, hardware, software, you name it. Doug's willing to take it on. Let's talk about routers a little bit. I upgraded to a Wi-Fi 6 router at Spectrum. Not sure what Spectrum is, but now my older laptop will not display that router name, but it will all of my neighbors. So I would assume Spectrum is a provider of theirs.
Yeah, well, Wi-Fi 6, Netgear has just released a Wi-Fi 6, and it's a quad processor. It will extend something around 10,000 feet. They're not cheap, but that Wi-Fi 6 running that type of bandwidth, you're looking at twice the speed of an Ethernet in a Wi-Fi. So, yeah, things are changing in this business for sure. I am a little concerned with the amount of, well, you got 2.4, you got 5 gigahertz, now you got 6 gigahertz, and which really does not equate at all to like a 2.4 on your cell phone or a 5 gigahertz on your cell phone. It's a whole different technology, so to speak. This is a fast-paced world. Right now, Netgear's leading this. I kind of tend to hold off on new equipment. I want to see what comes out from TP-Link. But routers are absolutely an essential part for security, connectivity, and really no matter what you have for an internet provider. And most of the internet providers will come with a combination unit. They call it a modem, but it truly is a router. And that will take care of the entire house, the Wi-Fi, local area network. I like the idea of putting a router inside that modem. And that actually is going to give you another layer of protection before any of your devices are ever touched. So they're indispensable. And here again, the prices of these things have dropped over the years to the point of just ridiculous. You can get a really nice TP-Link for around $100, $120, and they run and run and run. And the competition in this industry is huge. So you're seeing some, I think, probably the best prices we're ever going to see in routers. They're great technology.
Doug, speaking of routers, the portables, and I think of those as hotspots. And anybody who has a smartphone also has a hotspot that they can run their laptop from, etc. In my experience, and I've had a hotspot from AT&T for a number of years now, and when we were in the process of moving at my full-time job from one facility to another, they shut down the network at the old facility as people exited the building, and I was there with a couple other people winding things down. I brought my hotspot from home, and we were able to operate our computers and my printer from that hotspot. A phone typically you have in your pocket and you move around. The hotspot, we set it up, we got it trained up, got the printer to work, and it worked beautifully for a couple of weeks in that role, kind of running a network, if you will. So while cell phones have hotspots, if you want to get serious, I think those portable hotspots, those dedicated units, I think mine's a Netgear. I've had it for 4 or 5 years. Still works great.
They have come so far in this part of our industry that AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, they will all offer users a little device. And you're right. Nearly every smartphone has this built in. But these little devices, if you have that device, there's some security that's added to this thing that I just don't think that a smartphone can quite handle at this point, not to the level that they do. And reliable? Oh, goodness. And here again, you could be in your car. Anywhere you got cell phone, you will have internet, which is huge. And that goes way beyond. I think this technology is also developing at light speed. And it's going to be real interesting to see where we're at in 2 or 3 years even. But they have come so far. I remember fighting with these things when they first come out. They were a struggle, not just to get connected, but to keep them connected. Today, that's all gone. It's done. Yeah, like the experience you're having, I know many people that have these that are traveling. They're indispensable. Absolutely indispensable. And most of the carriers don't charge a whole lot of money for the service once you get this thing bought. And I think most of them are selling for less than $100 today, I think.
Mine's been paid off for years. Now, remember, we were sucking up bandwidth on my wireless plan, but we still didn't max that out or go beyond, or I didn't have to pay a penalty on my monthly bill to AT&T. And like I say, there were two people and a computer, and even a third person who would jump in and use that from time to time. When the network went down at the old building and we just used the hotspot, and once again it was dedicated. What I have found when I've been traveling with a laptop and using the hotspot on my phone, it's just not as reliable. You get a phone call, you put it in your pocket, you walk away, and then the laptop disconnects. If you have that dedicated hotspot, I found it to be a lot more stable. And you're right. They're not very expensive. They'll usually work them in with your monthly data plan. But remember, you're using up that data that you're paying for on your monthly plan. But they're handy to have if you find yourself in a situation where you need stable internet access beyond what the hotspot on your phone wire. So I would consider it. Like I say, the device I have is a Netgear, and it's got to be 4 or 5 years old, and it still works great. And
that's the way,
battery
should be.
And the battery will last all day on this thing. So
yeah, they're tough to beat. They really are. They've come so far. I'm really glad that we mentioned them. They don't get a lot of attention, and they should. Yeah, especially people who are on the move or they're traveling, or and which a lot of us are today. It's gonna pay for itself again and again and again. I think it's a great service and it's great equipment, and I wouldn't have any problem recommending that to anybody.
All right, we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about Nisus computer. We're also going to get into password management software. That's a big topic as well. And how do you manage all these passwords? It's a great topic, and everyone struggles with it, and we'll get into that before we say goodbye. It is Tech Talk on a Saturday. The numbers, again, as always, and this is good for all our programs, 651-461-9226. A call or a text gets you into the studio, 651-461-9226. Here at News Talk, E3OWCCO. The hour has gone so quickly, it always does, here on Tech Talk with Doug. We want to get a call in here. We are very tight on time. Let's go to Karen and Wyzetta. Karen, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Thank you. Doug, I can't get email on my GoDaddy account, so I called them, and I realized then that I'm getting it on my wife. I'm not... I'm getting it on my phone and my iPad, but I'm not getting it at home on my Wi-Fi.
Yes, yep, I know what you got going on, and I'll tell you what. After the show, you give me a call, and we'll have my number here in a minute, and I'll walk you through that. You've got one device that's set up with POP3, and we've got to set that device up called IMAP or web-based, and that way it will be displayed on all of your devices, and it will automatically be synced no matter where you're working. Yeah, I know what you're dealing with. This is pretty common indeed. We'll have that corrected for you in no time at all. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, and by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email right at the end of the program today if you want to reach out to him. Doug, let's get into password management software. I know this is a big topic, and we'll probably revisit it again next week because it is such a big topic. One of the advantages of Google having a Gmail account, using that Google suite of services like Drive, etc., a very robust password manager, super handy. Key is, though, you don't want to ever lose your Google password, but there are other services that will help you manage passwords.
I think we're going to see more of this. Now that Google has rolled this out, it's just a matter of time. And Apple's been working on one for, I think, over a year. And you're going to just see them coming, just popping right out. I like the idea of a password manager, but we got to be able to trust these companies as well. And it's much easier to trust like Google or AT&T, your provider, or Xfinity. This is getting to be an issue. If you have less than 25 passwords, you can always just do a Word doc and save it up under Google Drive.
Okay.
And the problem with that, though, is now you got to remember your Google password. But that should be the one password that you remember.
Yeah.
Whatever you're using for a cloud service, that's got to be your hub.
Yeah, for sure. You don't want to forget that one.
Nope.
That's for sure. And let's agree to revisit this topic and password management next week on the program, because this is huge and it's not going away anytime soon.
A lot of people are confused with this. This is a big issue across the country and the world for that matter.
Yeah.
It's tough stuff keeping that all straight.
All right, Doug, we've got to run your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve.
All right, Doug, enjoy the day. It is a lovely one.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.